same chapter of Proverbs 31, you don't need to stand or anything, I'm just going to talk. We'll just end up somewhere today. All right, is that okay?
Yes.
All right. So, in chapter number 1, it said, "The word of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother talking." Amazing. The prophecy that his mother talking. And then that verse number 2 said, "What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my bowels." It is understood by many scholars and what they believe in this word, the king's name mentioned here, Lemuel, means belonging to God. Belonging to God, which is also a reference, what some have tied together, that there's no other reference except with that of King Solomon. So it is believed through different words and so on and so forth, connecting together, that this is of Solomon, that this is of King Solomon, which we know his mother was Bathsheba. So it is thought to be, through scholars, like I say, is not emphatic of that, but it seems as though that is the case, that this is Bathsheba, Solomon's mother, who begins to speak to him and teach him some things. It's fabulous as you go down through here, because from verse number 3 to 9, she gives him some very specific instruction. Oftentimes, when we look at verses 10 through 31, we don't really think of it as being words from another woman. But they are really words from another woman. That Bathsheba was giving the example of what a woman really ought to be, a virtuous woman that is. And that really brings about a different light of things. You know, it's one thing for a man to say what a virtuous woman should be, but it's another thing to really come from another woman of great example.
Yeah.
Of great example, that she would be able to go through and decipher some things with clarity of what a real woman should be like. So let me just run through some of these things real quick, and I'm going to go somewhere else also with this, Lord willing, of course. But when we go to verse number 3, it said, "Give not thy strength unto women, nor the ways to that which destroyeth kings." She first tells him, be careful of women, of certain women. They'll mess you up. They'll mess you up. It is not for kings, Olenio. It is not for kings to drink wine nor princes strong drink. She says, you better be careful of women. They'll mess up your kingdom.
Right.
And then we find that Solomon didn't take all of the instruction of his mother, because he had many wives and many concubines.
Right.
Combined, the concubines and the wives, I think, was close to 1,000. He messed up big time. He did not take the instruction of his mother. But his mother warned him, don't do this. It's going to mess you up. And we find that he accepted, because of these many wives that he had, he accepted their gods. And they had influence in his kingdom. Now, I'm not going to go all there. Then he talked, then she says, don't mess with strong drink. Be careful to stay sober. I preached and talked not here too long ago, and it talks throughout the scripture that the aged men be sober, and that the older women be sober. The young women and the young men alike be sober. We're not living in a sober generation. Say, well, I don't drink. And I, no, it's not just drinking. It's anything that alters your ability to think properly and have righteous judgment. Drugs, alcohol, anything that alters the mind. And I'm not talking about street drugs only. I'm even talking about prescription drugs. Because there's many in our society that say, well, I don't drink and I don't do drugs. But what other things are you hooked on? And you're not taking it for to ease some of the pain or discomfort you may be in, but you're taking it for the feeling and the euphoric feeling that you may feel of a certain drug.
All right.
And that's why Oxycontin on the street is still a popular drug. And that's why there's so much abuse, even with prescription drugs, in our society today.
Amen.
Because it alters the senses. So Mama said, be sober, boy. Be sober. Keep your mind straight. Keep your judgment right.
Yes.
Amen. Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted.
Right.
Oh, God. Thank you, Mama, for teaching these things.
Amen.
Give strong drink unto him that is ready to die. There may be a time for strong drink, but it's when somebody's on their deathbed and in severe pain and out. They're on their way out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not for the young man. It's not for the king. It'll mess up your judgment. You won't make right decisions.
Yep.
That's why marijuana is wrong.
Yes.
I know everybody, well, that God created the herbs of the field. I heard that. That's so stupid. That's such a stupid excuse because that's not what you're, I'm taking it from my, no, you're not. You're taking it for the feeling. You're taking it so you can get lost in some cloud and see mushrooms fly with wings and Don't give me that nonsense. Man sought out many inventions. There's things that God didn't put on this earth, and he did do them for certain things. Man seeks out many inventions and manipulates the things that God did. Man uses them for wickedness. Well, praise the Lord. That may not be Sunday morning preaching, but nevertheless, it's Sunday morning and I'm preaching it. And I preached on Mother's Day. How about that?
Amen.
Because Mama said it.
Amen.
Mama said it here. Mama said, hey, be sober. Don't let these things carry you away. Then she talks about let him drink and forget not his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Be on the defense of the underdog. Don't just idly sit by when somebody needs help. These are the instructions of Mama. Don't sit there when somebody is nearing destruction and keep your mouth shut. Say something.
Amen.
Be a righteous judge. Be somebody that will stick up for somebody that's fixing to mess up.
Right.
Open thy mouth and judge righteously and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. Mama's instruction said, take care of the poor. Mama's instruction said, take care of the needy. Mama said, don't get things perverted in the things of righteousness and truth and justice. Mama said, amen. And then, of course, she goes on to say what a virtuous woman is. Her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Let me be plain with you. That man doesn't need to go look at anybody else.
Right.
He don't need to look at anybody else. Even though another man may have a wife that is scantily clothed, he don't have any need to look, desire, or want her.
Right. Yeah.
Because the home fires are burning.
Amen.
Because the home fires are alive.
Right.
Now I'm gonna keep it locked down because some of y'all are getting nervous. But I feel Pastor Parker's spirit coming on. Where's my wife? Amen. The home fires were good. There was no reason for him to be desirous outside of his home because his wife was taking care of him in all of his needs. She will do him good and not evil in all the days of her life. She's not going to run down her husband. She's not going to make life miserable for him. Well, I can see I might need to preach on this a little bit. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She's a worker. She's not lazy. She don't stay in bed until 11 o'clock.
All right.
Yeah. I guess maybe she can stay in bed till 11 o'clock if she's up working until 4 o'clock in the morning. But if she's staying up till 4 o'clock in the morning reading a romance novel...
Right.
Yeah, you staying up reading a romance novel till 4 o'clock in the morning, you can drag your sorry rear end out of bed at 11 o'clock, there's something wrong.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah. This is the message from Mama. Mama don't want no lazy women. Mama said, Noah, you're not going to be lazy. You're going to get up. You're going to go to work. And there, she wasn't working necessarily. And it does talk about her working outside of the home. But she's taking care of things at home also. This woman is superwoman if I ever seen superwoman.
Oh, yeah.
She is like the merchant ship where she bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night. She gets up early in the morning and giveth meat to her husband. She fixes her husband breakfast in the morning before he heads to work.
Yep.
That's what Mama said. Oh, man. Got myself in so much trouble. So many ladies are like, man, I remember last Mother's Day, it was so much more fun than it is right now. Man, we was having a gay old time. We was just having a blast. Man, I was hoping something like that was going to happen again. Well, maybe it will. You never know. The morning is still young. This is what Mama said. She riseth up while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household, a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field and buyeth it. She's a realtor too.
Yeah.
With the fruit of her hand, she planteth a vineyard. She's a gardener too.
Yeah, she is.
Woo, hallelujah. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Verse 18, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle. She's a seamstress. And her hands hold the distaff. And stretcheth out her hand to the poor. She's working the soup line, if you will. Huh? Oh, yeah. She's working and helping the poor and the needy. her hands reach forth to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, and her clothing is silk and purple. When it talks about coverings of tapestry, she's even an upholsterer. She recovers and does those kind of things, and so her making clothing goes also into doing furniture also.
She's something else. We talk about role models.
Yeah.
There's a role model.
Yeah, right.
Here's a role model. Now, we don't have role models anymore in this day and age. We got idols. Yeah. American Idol is one of them. Yeah, we've got idols. We've got people that are idols. We idolize them. That word idol is used so much in our society today. But it's really bad. It's really a wrong thing.
True. Yeah.
But we need role models. We need examples. You know what makes me so aggravated, and we've made fun of it. I have made fun of it. That girl that was so disrespectful, meet me out back. How about that? You know, her little disrespectful antics. Come on, a lot of you know what I'm talking about. Now she's a multimillionaire because of all of her disrespect has got her so many likes on YouTube and so many likes here and all this other stuff. And she's a multimillionaire now because of her extreme disrespect.
It's messed up.
Right.
Bad. No. That's good preaching, Pastor. 23. Her husband is known in the gates. Not in a negative way, but known in the gates because of her positive speaking of her, of him. When he sitteth among the elders of the land, there's nothing but good coming out of her mouth about her husband. She's always bragging on him. Always picking out his strengths and not his weaknesses. And let me say this at this juncture. That goes both ways.
Yeah, sir. Yep.
Men don't pick out, real men don't pick out the weaknesses of their wives.
Right.
They cover them.
Because
the Bible said Christ, as Christ covers the sins of the church, so shall a man cover the sins or the inadequacies or the faults, the blemishes of his wife. You may not have a perfect wife, but you don't point out her flaws.
Want me to get your jacket?
I gotta preach. Some of y'all are looking at each other. You're looking over there at your spouse, like, you hear that preaching? And then you look at them, like, oh, you hear that preaching? He preaching to you. My. When he sitteth among the elders, verse 24, she maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants, strength and honor in her clothing. She shall rejoice in the time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom. She don't just open her mouth for no reason. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. She isn't idle. She isn't a busybody. She isn't a gossip. But she's also not somebody who's... You know, some people think that, well, I don't gossip, but yet at the same time, they're as judgmental as can be,
right.
And they don't...
Right.
Come on.
Come on, Pastor.
Yeah.
Man, that's preaching. That's good preaching. That'll save some people right there.
Amen.
That helps some people really live for God.
All right.
Find ourselves. She's not sitting there judging everybody else's household, judging everybody else's servant. There's words of wisdom and the law of kindness in her mouth.
Amen.
The law of kindness is in her mouth. The law of kindness is in her mouth. That's what Mama said. Mama said, a virtuous woman has the law of kindness in her mouth.
Amen.
Thanks, Mama, for teaching us. Thanks, Mama, for helping us. Thanks, Mama, for showing us how it's to be done. The scripture goes on to say in verse 28, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her children are going to brag about their mama. And that didn't mean that their children were always doing what was right. Because I've heard some children, you know, one of them that I thought about was Sister Karen's son, Joel. Joel thinks the world of his mother and praises her, even though at this particular juncture of his life, he's not living for God. He's not doing what is right. And he's made choices. But I'm going to tell you what. You don't ever talk about Sister Karen in a negative way in front of Joel. You'll get your head ripped off. And that's good.
Amen.
He honors his mother. He loves his mama. He praises her for his upbringing. Thank you, Mom, for teaching me. Did he call you today? He called you yesterday. Probably because he couldn't call you today because he was working. Figured that he will. Amen. That's just an example that even though your children may not, there's some things that, Mama, if you do it right, your children are going to rise up and call you blessed. Even though they may not be doing right, they may turn around and say, yeah, I'm going to tell you what, I got one good mama.
Amen.
Amen. Her husband also, what is her husband also going to do? He's going to rise up and call her blessed, and he's going to praise her. Now, I'm going to tell you what, that's one good woman right there. Amen. He's going to praise her. He's going to give her honor. He's going to talk well. That is part of the reward of mama. That is one of the greatest rewards, is to have your children say good things from their heart about you. And for your husband, and I know not everybody has one. There's some single moms here, and I praise you single mothers. You don't have it easy. I understand that. It's difficult. And some of you ladies don't have a husband that's living up for God. And that is extremely difficult. Undoubtedly. Hands down. Hands down. So please, don't be offended and think that I'm talking about mama in the most widespread way. Whether you have a husband or don't have a husband, or whether he's looking for God or whatever, all that, I'm talking about you. You know, sometimes we'll always say, well, it would be different if I had a husband. Yeah, well, the Bible talks about the woman that is single. And talks about her dedication that she can give to God because she doesn't have to worry about that of a husband. So you have children. There is a place in the scripture. I'm just teaching on all kinds of stuff this morning. Man, there's a lot of good stuff in that Bible.
Amen.
Man, And they don't have to. So
if you're single, you don't have any children, you don't have a husband,
your dedication ought to be unto the Lord holy. Man, there ought to be so much that you could give to the kingdom of God because you don't have to worry about that dude.
Come on, Pastor.
Yeah, that dude requires some attention.
It do require some attention.
Sometimes more attention than was necessary to make baby.
Right. Amen.
Some of you ladies like, you know, don't say amen too loud. Be careful. Amen. Amen. Oh, Jesus. My many daughters have done virtuously, but here's the key. But thou excellest them all. What she did is, what Bathsheba was doing is teaching her son some things and saying, these are some qualities of a good woman. These are some things that you need to look for. You need to be mindful of. And this type of woman, and there's many that have done virtuously. She even said she even complimented all the other ones. But a woman that gets this stuff done excelleth them all. Do you want a role model? I don't know if I can live up to that. Well, there's some that may not necessarily live up to being a realtor and an upholsterer and a farmer and a this and a that. And I understand. I'm not saying that. But she gives us the idea of a virtuous woman. She's not lazy. She's not a blabbermouth. You know one thing that I really get out of this? Not once is it really talked about her appearance being of any or of the utmost importance. Where today's society, women are pressured so much to be something that God never intended them to be.
That's right.
Many of you know I just got off that cruise. There were so many times that my wife and I, we were just off by ourselves somewhere, or even a lot of times there in a room sitting on our balcony or whatever. Because I got so frustrated, and I told my wife, I said, what possesses a man to want his wife to look like this? To want his wife to look so seductive and to show so much. I mean, it was amazing how many guys were fully covered, yet girls, females, let me say that, females were so scantily clothed. And there were some guys that you could see them. They would walk a couple feet behind whoever it was, whether it was a girlfriend or wife or whatever, and they would watch everybody look at their wife. I'm going to tell you what, I wanted to go punch that guy. I wasn't so much upset with her as mad as I was with the dude. So what in the world are you thinking, man? You're brain dead. That should be your most prized thing that you have close to you. And you're just showing it off like it's no big deal. There's something wrong with your head.
That's right.
Well, happy Mother's Day. This ain't what I anticipated. The Bible said favor is deceitful, beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Beauty is vain. I'm going to tell you, beauty goes a whole lot further than skin deep. I don't say let go and just, you know, don't care about yourself and don't try to look attractive. But there's a difference between looking attractive and looking sexy.